It's time now for the Weekly Dish. Our host Jennifer Chandler brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
January is National Slow Cooker Month. I love my slow cooker because I can prep my meal in the morning before we leave for school and work, and when we get home, supper is ready. It's a strategy I use about once a week to make dinner time less stressful. Carnitas is one of my favorite slow cooker recipes. Carnitas is a deliciously tender braised Mexican pork dish. It happens to be one of my family's favorites, and I know it will be one of your family's too. Some recipes call for simmering the meat for hours on the stovetop, but I just throw all the ingredients in a slow cooker in the morning, and come dinner time, it's ready to go. With three ingredients, it truly couldn't be any simpler to prepare. You place a pork butt into the slow cooker, and then add a few tablespoons of ground cinnamon and 2 cans of Rotel tomatoes for the seasoning. Put your cooker on low, and 8 to 10 hours later, the pork is fork tender and ready to eat. I use the spicy meat to make pork tacos. This tender pulled pork would also be delicious tossed with your favorite barbecue sauce. So it's not too wet, I would suggest draining off the cooking liquid before tossing the pork with barbecue sauce. As an added bonus, the meat freezes well so you can save it for a meal another day. As your carnitas are cooking, a delicious aroma will fill your kitchen. Don't be tempted to peek at the meat though. Slow cookers cook best when the lid remains tightly in place. Opening the lid often will require additional cooking time. This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Bon Appetit!
Jennifer Chandler is the food and dining reporter for The Commercial Appeal. Her articles can be found at commercialappeal.com. The Weekly Dish is made possible by Kitchens Unlimited, an appliance and cabinetry studio for kitchens, bath, and home since 1969. KitchensUnlimited.net.